What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedulefly, and this is going to be the first of a new series that we're starting on this podcast called Tip Sharing. And what we're going to do is find good, actionable tips that come from these interviews, maybe one from an interview, maybe two or three, just depends, but things that are actionable and relatable and something that you can replicate in your restaurant. So this first one is with John Pierce. We just posted his episode today, and I asked him what types of questions he asks when he's interviewing somebody, and I really liked his answer, particularly one specific question. So here we go with the first tip sharing episode and John Pierce. What kinds of things do you ask people that come in for their first interview? Somebody that's 18 years old, hasn't worked before. What are you looking for?
Yeah, so I guess most of the time I'm looking for somebody that is active in general. Somebody that, you know, if they've never had a job before, did they play sports or did they, you know, did they do something? Or are they used to having, you know, kind of a easier lifestyle or whatever? So I'm looking for a work ethic, like something that would demonstrate that. So a lot of times, you know, I'll ask about what their hobbies are. And sometimes somebody's hobbies can be work in some ways. And so I like to ask that question and just more with that age group, I'm looking for a personality.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about, you know, bring your personality to work. And there are like some corporate environments and restaurants where you get a script that you go over at every table and stuff like that. And you have to hide tattoos, which I think is probably not the case anymore anywhere, but it used to be you'd have to hide your tattoos and do all that kind of stuff. And for us, it's, you know, within reason, we want you to bring your personality to work. And so when I'm sitting down with people, I'm asking questions that would show me, do they have a personality to talk to people? Like I'm naturally not an extroverted person, but when I'm on the floor, I am.
And, right.
You know, can you turn that on? And so I'll ask questions about, you know, what they do outside of school, what their favorite subjects are, stuff like that. And it's more just to have a conversation because that's what they're going to be doing with their tables in general. And then, you know, I used to ask the question a lot. I don't do a ton of interviews with, like I interview a lot of managers and stuff now, but I don't do a ton, except when we're opening a place. But I used to ask, like, you know, is there a place in your life that is unorganized and there a place in your life that's clean, or is it all disorganized, all clean or whatever? And a lot of high school kids will tell you, like, well, my car is super dirty, but my room is really clean, or my locker at school or whatever. And that question I'm always kind of looking for, can they take pride in something being organized and clean, and like, because restaurants need to be organized and clean, and or are they in general just a more messy person? And that doesn't mean I wouldn't hire them, it just means that there's something that I'm going to be thinking about when I'm training them. There's going to be certain things. And
what a great question.
It's kind of it throws some people, and I really ask those more to server or people that are like 18, 19 trying to be a server than like a food runner. I might not ask that question because it sometimes it make them feel uncomfortable or whatever. And most of the time, especially in the last 2 years with staffing being so difficult, to be honest, it's more like they're interviewing us in some ways. And I'll even start some conversations out that way. Like you could go across the street and find a job. You could walk a block down the road and find a different job. Like, so why do you want to work here over there? That just, and then let me tell you why I think you should. And if I find somebody that has that personality that fits our culture and all that kind of stuff, then really that's more the conversation that I'm having, I feel like, nowadays, which is totally different than 5 years ago or even 4 years ago.
I like that question. That's a really interesting question.